Autumn Arts Extravaganza, the Hostry Festival, is set to return for an eighth year with a packed programme of theatre, music and more. And this October festival, regular Total Ensemble Theatre Company, will be taking centre stage with its brand new show, Boy in the Lighthouse. The performance, described as a dark story bathed in light, is the 2018 central production for the annual celebration of the arts, which will once again take place at Norwich Cathedral's Hostry. Performed in Total Ensemble's unique style, it will see the members of the Inclusive Theatre Company tell the tale of a young man living in an isolated and forgotten lighthouse who embarks upon an adventure into fantastic worlds. Open-air art competition Paint Out Norwich will be returning for a fifth year. Meanwhile, the Norfolk Arts Awards will once again celebrate our county's cultural champions. Actress and writer Sally Phillips, known for roles in Smack the Pony and Bridget Jones films, and Miranda will be reflecting on her career and also her BBC documentary, A World Without Down Syndrome. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, will take part in a conversation event, and there will also be a debate celebrating inspiring women and the arts, as well as events with journalists and authors Matt Frey and Gavin Hewitt. Music highlights include the Ella McCready Jazz Trio, James Boyd and Harriet McKenzie celebrating 400 years of guitar and violin music, and Cocteau and Polonc double bill The Human Voice. The festival will run from October the 13th to October the 28th.
Be it beautiful buildings, irritating signs, glorious gardens, picturesque parks or ugly eyesores, young people are being invited to help nominate the best and worst of Norwich. Civic Watchdog, the Norwich Society, in association with the Eastern Daily Press, Norwich Evening News, has launched the competition. The Best and Worst of Norwich contest invites people aged 30 or below to enter nominations for the finest aspects of the city and the most unappealing characteristics of the city. Entries should take the form of photographs or other illustrations explaining why they've been selected as the best and worst aspects of Norwich. The competition will be judged in two sections, one for anyone in full-time education and the other for anyone else aged 30 or below. Paul Burrell, Vice Chairman of the Norwich Society, said, "We want to encourage younger people to take a greater interest in shaping the future of the city, not least because this will have a lasting impact on their quality of life in the years to come. We are also interested in finding out what aspects of the physical environment younger people like and what they think needs improving in order to inform a study that we are currently carrying out into the future of the city centre."
The missing link, which would connect the Broadland Northway to the A47 to the west of the city, is likely to get support from Norwich councillors, but concerns remain over the impact on the River Wensum. Consultation asking for views on transport issues following the opening of the £205 million road, previously known as the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, recently closed, with more than 1,700 people having their say. The road currently ends at the 1067 Fakenham Road, but Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council has made linking it with the A47, known as the Western Link, a priority. Previous options to link it were dropped due to the cost of crossing the Wensum Valley, a site of special scientific interest, although the council believes a solution, such as a £160 million viaduct, can be found to the concerns previously raised. The council would need to obtain permission and funding, and officers will spend the summer analysing the responses to the now closed consultation before deciding what to do next. But Norwich City Council's Labour Cabinet will meet to discuss the link, and it's set to agree to fully support the scheme so long as certain conditions are met. One is that there is a thorough assessment of the environmental impacts which any scheme would have on the River Wensum in Norwich itself is carried out.
From more than 13,100 followers of @GoGoHairs2018 on Twitter, to more than 4,000 GoGo Hairs sticker books being snapped up, an eclectic mix of facts shows just how much excitement Norfolk's newest residents have created since they first hopped into our county. The Go-Go Hares have been brought to Norwich and Norfolk by children's charity Break and Wild in Art to celebrate Break's 50th anniversary year. 50 large hares arrived in Norwich on June the 24th, the same day that 18 moongazer hares leapt into the wider county, and since July the 2nd, more than 160 leverets have joined in the fun with a second city centre trail. Go-Go Hares fans have been enjoying seeking them out with their trail maps and the Go-Go Hares app created by MediaWorks. Meanwhile, many have enjoyed getting stuck into the Go-Go Hares sticker book created by the EDP and Norwich Evening News with Break and East of England Co-op. And don't forget, thanks to the hard work of, amongst others, Tim and Ange of Chatterbox, you'll be able to see Chatterbox's very own Go-Go Hare, but we're not going to tell you where. It's part of the exciting trail.
100 more Syrian refugees could be welcomed to a new life in Norfolk over the next 2 years, using funding from the Home Office. Norfolk County Council voted in July 2016 to accept 50 vulnerable Syrian refugees through the government's resettlement scheme, which set a target to offer sanctuary to 20,000 people fleeing civil war over 5 years. The vote was taken following a wrangle over the cost of providing support to the refugees, with Westminster only willing to pay £1 million towards resettlement costs, leaving a £400,000 shortfall. However, district councils plugged part of the gap by agreeing to make a contribution towards the costs of housing the refugees in Norwich and Broadland. 52 Syrian refugees from 12 different families have been housed in the Greater Norwich area, not in council homes, but in private accommodation sourced through the council's private sector leasing schemes. And at a meeting of Norfolk County Council's Policy and Resources Committee on Monday, county councillors will be asked to agree that a further 100 Syrian refugees are settled in Greater Norwich over the next 2 years. Council leader Andrew Proctor said, "Norfolk has been proud to play its part in the national efforts to support Syrian refugees with Home Office funding. The committee will now look at whether we can resettle a further 100 refugees."